Well, I have, of course, no doubt that the most precious of all materials is the human material, which has been studied as an object, recommended as an object of study by many philosophers for the last 10,000 years. On the other hand, while this looks so gray of age, this recommendation, it is extremely green and new if you consider the thousands of papers published in very systematic scientific journals relating the observations and the laboratory work and the experimentation, which distinguishes our time much more than that of Aristotle. I don't want to smear Aristotle here by any means, but I think that we have made some progress in recognizing what makes organisms tick. We know very much more about organic life, and we know very much more about human organisms in particular. This is perhaps the most novel development to be considered if we speak of housing life, and after all, architecture always does so. Even if you have a power station in which only in which you are producing millions of kilowatts, but only five people are working, the five people are the deciding factor how to design that station. The common denominator, the factor which will help us to find principles of regulating all this into a real order is evidently what can human beings take? What is the biologically bearable? What is the biologically wholesome? We never will overcome that. This is absolutely what we don't want to overcome. We want to further. The architect who really designs for a human being has to know a great deal more than just the five or the canons of Vitruvius.